This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, in Lewiston, Maine, to heal the past, Bantu refugees from Somalia begin work on a dictionary.
First, though, the Supreme Court heard arguments this morning in a death penalty case that it has already heard. 3 years ago, the court sent the case back to Texas. It is now rehearing the case to see if Texas followed its instructions. Slate.com's legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick was at the court this morning, and she joins us now. Hi, Dahlia. And this case is Smith v. Texas. Why has it reached the court twice?
Well, this is a case that's been going on for a very long time, Madeline. In 1991, Leroy Smith was found guilty in a Texas state court. A jury found him guilty. He'd actually murdered a woman he once worked with at a Taco Bell in the course of a robbery. And the issue at the time that was raised on appeal was, were the jury instructions from the Texas court that these were instructions that the court has subsequently said are no good. They made it all but impossible for jurors to consider mitigating factors. In Smith's case, he had an IQ of 78. He had a troubled family background, lots of sort of interesting mitigating stuff. It was impossible for the jury to really consider it. And so this court came up to the Supreme Court to answer that question, and the Supreme Court answered that question. They said, Texas, look at this case again. The highest court in Texas, we want you to really look at this case again. And the highest court in Texas looked at the case again and came out with the same conclusion, that in fact, even though there were problems with the then sentencing structure in Texas, it wasn't so bad that he would be spared the death penalty.
So why is it now before the Supreme Court yet again?
Well, because it's essentially an appeal of a Supreme Court decision. This was a highest court in Texas essentially saying to the Supreme Court, okay, we heard what you said. Thank you very much for, as Justice Ginsburg put it today, thank you very much for your nice advice, but we disagree. We actually think he was sentenced to die correctly, and so, you know, we're going to continue to find what we found even before you got involved in the case. Needless to say, when the Supreme Court decided this case, it was a per curiam opinion, an unsigned opinion in 2004. Seven of the justices were quite annoyed with Texas for not following their instructions the first time. One would think they would be horrified this time that Texas hadn't followed their instructions yet again, but that didn't quite look like it was the case today.
Well, so tell us more. What was their reaction today?
Well, so on the one hand, you have Smith, whose lawyer is trying to appeal to the court's pride. And so he's using language like the Texas High Court ignored, contradictory was his language today, language from the Supreme Court. Kept trying to appeal to the Supreme Court and saying, look, you know, you've been slighted here. Get angry. And he also tried to make the point that it was clear to absolutely everybody at the trial court at the time in 1991 that Smith had a problem with this jury objection, but he didn't really have a constitutional way to raise it at the time. It wasn't found faulty until later. So what he sort of said is, look, he may not have appealed this issue perfectly, but everyone knew that the jury instructions were driving him crazy. Even the judge felt constrained. So come on, give the guy a break.
And Texas said what today?
Well, Texas said, and it was a gutsy move, they said, look, it's perfectly permissible for the Texas Supreme Court to acknowledge that, yes, the Supreme Court is right. There is a problem with this jury instruction, but it wasn't a problem that was so bad that the death penalty sentence should be reversed. And in fact, the language that Justice Scalia was using sort of in support of the Texas side was fuzzy. He was like, this was a fuzzy jury instruction, but it was still possible for the Texas High Court to get the case back and say, eh, even though it was fuzzy, we've looked at it carefully. The error was not significant enough that it should make a difference. And moreover, it was not properly raised at the court below. So they essentially said, you know, Texas is sort of within its prerogative to say, thank you very much, Supreme Court, good advice, but we still think we got it right the first time.
Well, if the court disagrees with them and says, no, you got it wrong, what could that mean in the broader sense for other death row inmates, say?
Well, technically, Madeline, this is only going to affect a clutch of men in Texas who were sentenced pursuant to that old sentencing scheme that the court had found unconstitutional. So presumably their sentences could be they could have to go to trial again. But many other states actually were involved in this case on the side of Texas saying, in general, the Supreme Court should not go and wade in and second guess the sentencing schemes of states. So it has sort of theoretical broader implications, even though only a handful of men in Texas might be directly impacted.
That's Day to Day and Slate.com's legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, thank you as always.
My pleasure as always.